KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, a little breezy, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy here today, a high of 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In state news, the Iowa Department of Corrections reports a man who failed to return from work release on November 19th and was listed as escaped has been apprehended. 30-year-old David Michael Evans was arrested Wednesday and was being held in the Polk County Jail. Evans had been placed on escape status after failing to return to the Fort Des Moines work release facility from his place of employment. He was transferred to work release on October 12th. Evans's 40-year sentence out of Polk County for assault while participating in a felony and two counts of prohibited acts drug-related began on January 18th of 2013. In area news, the Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a juvenile was arrested Tuesday following an investigation into the theft of $400 from a woman's purse located inside of her rural Essex home. The investigation revealed the unidentified juvenile was responsible for the theft and had spent some of the money. The youth was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs for holding pending further court proceedings. Authorities in Page County have arrested a man who allegedly assaulted an inmate on October 26th at the Page County Jail. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says 34-year-old Joshua J. Martin of Clarinda was charged Tuesday with assault. Martin is currently incarcerated at the Page County Jail. An investigation determined he had assaulted 24-year-old Jerry Knight of Shenandoah, who was also incarcerated at the Page County Jail at the time of the assault. Martin is being held on a felony charge of burglary in the third degree along with the assault charge. His total bond amounts to $6,000. Knight was being held on charges of driving while barred along with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. His bond is $2,000. Both men are awaiting further court proceedings. The Creston Police Department reports this morning one arrest and some incidents. Authorities say that on Wednesday, a resident of Creston was arrested at the Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of a sex offender registry, second or subsequent offense. 30-year-old Sean Stauffer was released later on a $5,000 bond. A resident of North Cedar Street in Creston reported to police Wednesday morning that someone, time during the overnight hours of November 29th, someone had broken out the rear passenger window of his vehicle that was parked in front of his residence. The damage was estimated at $200. Wednesday afternoon, a resident of the 1000 block of South Sumner Street in Creston reported to police that between 11 p.m. on the 29th and 12 p.m. on the 30th, someone broke into her vehicle and took a wallet. The loss there was estimated at $200. And last night, a resident in the 500 block of West Spencer Street in Creston said that sometime on November 30th, someone took a light laser projector from the front yard of their residence. The loss there was estimated at $40. Well, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad Wednesday announced the appointment of Iowans to the judicial nominating commissions. From Western Iowa, Dr. Robert Stewart from Sioux City and Arlen Eklund of Denison were nominated to the Judicial Nominating Commission 3B, which serves Crawford, Ida, Monona, Plymouth, Sioux, and Woodbury counties. The terms of both men are effective through January 31st of 2022. The governor also nominated three persons to the Judicial Nominating Commission 6, which serves the eastern Iowa counties of Benton, Iowa, Johnson, Jones, Lynn, and Tama. Officials at the Harlan Police Department report five people were arrested on separate charges last week. On Saturday, 44-year-old Jeffrey Allen Tierney of Portsmouth was arrested following an investigation into suspicious activity in the Harlan Hy-Vee parking lot. After police stopped Tierney's vehicle, they arrested him for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and operating a motor vehicle without registration, along with having no insurance. Last Friday, 19-year-old Brett Keene of Panama and 23-year-old Brandon Allen of Harlan were arrested on drug charges after the Harlan canine officer was called to search a vehicle that had been pulled over during a routine traffic stop. Keene was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia, while Allen was charged with possession of a controlled substance third offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. And on Thanksgiving Day, Harlan police arrested 43-year-old Thomas Stanley of Harlan for OWI and excessive speed. On November 23rd, 31-year-old Jason Ostras of Erling was arrested for unlawful possession of a Schedule I narcotic prescription drug without a valid prescription. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Wednesday of a woman for stealing an iPad, allegedly. Just after 2 p.m., 63-year-old Marcia Ann Wagaman of Red Oak was taken into custody at her home in Red Oak on East Coolbaugh Street. and charged with fifth-degree theft. The theft of an iPad from the Chat Mobility store on Senate Avenue in Red Oak occurred on November 23rd. Wagaman was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak say a traffic stop early this morning at the intersection of North 4th Street and Commerce Drive resulted in the arrest of 51-year-old Tina Ruthann Mendel of Red Oak. She was taken into custody at around 12:35 a.m. for driving while suspended and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Mendel's bond was set at $300. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Nebraska man was arrested Tuesday evening on an Audubon County warrant following an investigation into a person living in a vacant home southwest of Avoca. A deputy was dispatched to the residence in the 40,000 block of Sumac Road at around 4 p.m. Tuesday after the home's owner called authorities saying the residence should be vacant and that a family member may be there without permission. The deputy made contact with 40-year-old Patrick Peterson of Omaha. A records check indicated Peterson was wanted on a warrant out of Audubon County for failure to appear in court on a compliance hearing for an original charge of eluding. Peterson was booked into the Pott County Jail pending extradition to Audubon County. And the Pott County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 38-year-old Kirk Thomas Ring of Underwood had been arrested Monday night for obstruction of emergency communication device following an investigation into a disturbance in Underwood. Officials say a deputy made contact with Ring's father, who said his son and his son's girlfriend wouldn't stop arguing. The father advised the deputy that when he told his son he was going to call 911, Kirk took his phone away, and a neighbor ended up calling in the verbal disturbance. The Glenwood Police Department said there were two arrests on Tuesday. 20-year-old Cameron Myers of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for serious assault and possession of marijuana. He posted a total of $2,000 bond and was released. A 37-year-old Jeremy Potts of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for driving while revoked. Potts also posted a $2,000 bond and was released. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Sioux City officials have agreed to pay $55,000 in the latest settlement from a series of lawsuits over a 2013 bus crash, pushing the city's total settlement cost to nearly $100,000. The city council voted November 14th to approve the $55,000 settlement payment to Julie Young, whose lawsuit had been scheduled to go to trial next week. Hers was the third settlement stemming from the February 2013 crash, bringing the total to $97,200. Young was the driver of a Sioux City Community School District bus that was rear-ended by a city bus. Young had picked up students just before the crash occurred, resulting in injuries to Young and more than 20 students. The city bus was also transporting school children. The director of the Iowa Public Information Board has quit so he can become Secretary of the Iowa Senate. The Des Moines Register reports Charlie Smithson told the board's nine members in an email last week that his resignation is effective today. The board enforces the state's open records and open meetings laws and began operation in July of 2013. Smithson had been its director since December 1st of 2014. Margaret Johnson will be the interim director while the board looks for someone to replace Smithson. Ed Failer Jr. is an aide to Iowa Senate Republican leader Bill Dix, and Failer confirmed Wednesday that Smithson will be named Secretary of the Senate when the GOP takes majority control in January. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.